from the 28th to 29th of last month, our team, headed by the executive director, myself, went for an education assessment in the school areas of Jonglei State, particularly in one of the disadvantaged boomers of Bor County. The situation we got there, Henry, is really alarming. The island that we went to, there has never been any initiative of introducing a primary school. And kids there desperately need to learn, but they are inaccessible. They are not actually accessible by land, only by river. And there are not very many aid agencies, particularly those dealing with education, assessing them to deliver education. It is really alarming. Our team got a total of about 200 pupils who converge around church premises, where they usually come there for some choir programs and some singing. There are no education facilities, nothing completely.
Where is this island exactly? What is the name of this island?
This island is called Akpak, Akpak Island. It is located in one of the boomers of Bor County. It is about 4 hours drive by boat from the main Bor Harbor port. That is where it is actually located. It is bordering Lagos State to the east, and to the west is entirely covered soup. So it is only accessible by land, only by rig.
What action did you take, or what did you do exactly upon getting all these assessment results in Akpak Boma about the education needs?
Okay, when our team visited the area, we actually conducted some consultative meetings with the chiefs, child leaders, and also youth representatives. We tried to inquire what actually do they need as people that are inaccessible by most agencies. And all they told us was that this area is disadvantaged because there are no aid agencies delivering services. And as such, what we did was we got a local pastor in the area who had initiated some Dinka language classes, which were actually given in oral form. There were no exercise books, so what we had to do, after the meeting, they resolved that these Dinka classes will continue, but we want to upgrade these Dinka classes into a primary school. But because there are no exercise books, it is difficult to start the primary school. So our Salam Action Network actually intervened by distributing about 120 exercise books, 120 pencils, about 15 pens, and 50 sharpeners, plus one filler tab. This distribution was done on the 29th, which was actually the last day of San members before they could come back. And when they started their first class, it was really amazing. They smiled in the faces of everyone. Those who had accompanied their kids to school is just a source of.
Okay, when did they start the first class? When did they start the first lesson?
We held the meeting on the 28th. We did the distribution in the morning of 29th, and immediately they started their class.
Okay, starting from which class?
Basically, those who were able to read A, B, C, D, numbered about 24, and those who completely knew nothing were about 154. That means a total of 178 students converged in the church compound during the first day. These classes were given under the tree, and if you can recall, we distributed only 120, which was the supply we had, 120 exercise books. That means from the total of 178, about 58 pupils needed the benefit because we did not have enough supply. But those who benefited actually gave a lot of appreciation, and they hope San will come back with more materials.
What are those subjects that the pupils or the children have started learning on?
Basically, they started with English language, and particularly the alphabet, because it is purely the beginning. That distribution and those first classes marked the establishment of the first school in the area. There has never been anything as such. So it all started with the alphabet, A, B, C, D.
Okay, what is the age range of the children?
Okay, we did not actually take age, but I can say on average, we have about 10 years average. That means most of them range from 6 to up to 13, and even as old as 20, as old as 30, are willing to join the school, because they think this is an eye-opener for them.
Okay, what about the teachers? Are there enough teachers to teach the children?
There are only 2 volunteers. There are only 2 volunteers, in which one is that pastor who was advancing Dinka classes, and then the other assistant, all of them are charge-based. These are the only two present in the area. They have promised to sacrifice all for the sake of the community.
What do you want to be done to see that these children benefit from the school that has been established and they progress in their education or in their learning?
There are a number of priorities, but currently the issue of teaching these volunteers here will need motivation, but that is not immediate. They have sacrificed to help. So what is immediate are the scholastic materials, because even those who came did not all get the scholastic materials, did not get all the books. About 120, 54 of them did not get. And remember, this is the first day in the school. And Chief said, if the message of opening the school reaches other islands around, there is going to be massive enrollment. So we expect massive enrollment to be ongoing now. And as such, there is need to respond with supply of scholastic materials. And this is an island region with issues of flooding. If there are no temporary learning structures erected, then this new hope is all going to be gone, unless if there are ways to respond to issues of learning space.